StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com for the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And now it's time for Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Wow. Good afternoon, Miss CeCe.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty terrific. I see Miss Victoria. Hey, Miss Victoria.
Hello. Hey. Hello, William.
Hey, what's happening?
All is well. I'm alive and I'm here, so it's all good.
That's all that matters. And I see that Pastor David decided to show up.
Yeah,
no,
I decided to show up. Where you at?
I'm in the closet, but CC puts me in the closet. That's why my screen is black over there. You see that? See that top? Yeah,
you
okay.
Know what? That's why God's gonna tear down the wall.
There are no light. Hey, Pastor David, there are no lights in here. Okay.
Well, you know what they say, darkness like darkness.
Yeah, hey, look here. There's some light in at the end of the tunnel. Don't you forget that either. All right.
Listen, I know it, but why don't you want to have the light with you all wherever you go?
I didn't say. Yeah, but when you put me in the closet and turn out the lights, I mean, there's.
Look, you better stop telling Media Land I'll put you in the closet.
The Bible said, man, love darkness rather than light. Cause
that's what he said.
Evil.
You messing with the right one, William, okay?
Look, I'm seeing. Bye.
Listen, hey, all my co-hosts are here today. How are you guys doing?
I'm well.
Amen. Bishop, how are you, sir? Pastor?
Good.
Cookie, all of us showed up, didn't we? Seeley, Vicky, we all showed up.
Told you, Vicky don't get out very much, so, you know. We keeping her in.
Well, William's still in the closet. I'm still in the closet.
The casket down since she didn't get saved when she went in the water. I put in a box.
Well, I'm still in the closet. See y'all later. Bye.
Oh, no.
I thought you were gone. Oh, anyway, listen. Hello, Media Land. This is Miss CeCe's Kitchen. And listen, we are global broadcast and we stir up some stuff. We deal with the real nitty gritty. We talk about the good, bad, and the ugly. And I want to make this disclosure that you can find us on Studio W Buzz. And if you're listening in your cars, you can chime in. And if you have Alexa, tell Alexa, you know what? Cue up Studio W, and you can hear us as you're riding in your car, if you're coming home from work or whatever. You can download Android, and under Studio W Buzz, you can get us there. You also can get us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and on Spotify. But I encourage you to go to Studio W Buzz and go ahead and subscribe. Now, folks, this is open to the public. We are... I'm going to be transferring over. It's live on my site as well. And we do have a group there, Miss CeCe's Kitchen, that you can come on in because this program is also downloaded in that group. Now, I do want to make this declaration to the public. I'm so glad that God has called us in our various ministries, and I'm glad that God called us to, and I was speaking with, you know, I talked to my daughter a lot, and, you know, she's my girl, but I've got some awesome sons, and I know we all have people that we can just kind of bounce off of. And so I was just saying in this end time season, there's a lot going on. And I was reflecting to the word of God, Apostle Moody and Bishop, in this end time season and what is going on. I want to make sure I was clear. And so a lot of times we look at things and it makes us angry, and it does. It makes me very angry because some things are just unnecessary. And so this is what Satan is doing. He's doing some stuff that just totally just retarded. Okay. Y'all know how I talk. So get used to a girl. He's just doing stuff that just totally out of this world. But the Bible does say that, in this last day season, these things will happen. And I was looking in the word of God, and at first let me make this declaration that, listen, folks, when we talk about these topics, they are brought and being presented to the world, okay? This is just not this little sector, this little group. But I'm finding out the group that should be screaming loud is not. And I'm going to make this declaration because in most of our churches, they're not dealing with it. And I will not back down from that because I know that is a fact. And the fact is that they don't want to deal with it because it is painful. And I'm understanding that, but you have to, I told them on Boomerang, and then we're going to get into this matter. And I'm going to have my co-host tell you where you can find them. But I needed to make this disclosure. They don't make the disclosures on things that are going on. I just found something out that was on the news. I'm paying attention. One of the things I am doing is paying attention of the current events, Bishop and Apostle. I'm paying attention because there's a reason why God has it bringing it to this girl. Now, I'm not afraid. Okay, some folks is afraid of the devil and what he's doing. I'm not. Okay, I'm not. Because he can't do no more than the Lord allows. And I understand that. But I'm finding out that people are keeping a hush mouth on the inside activities that are supposed to be the safe haven for Christendom. And it is what it is. I can't get away from it. It's wide open. But I question is, how come the world now, those who have been affected in the world, they are now they woke up, and now they are starting to disclose what has happened in their lives. God has given them now a freedom that you have a right to do so. And I'm going to say to this, to some of y'all, now y'all might get disgruntled about hearing this, but this is a worldwide issue. This is an everyday thing. Second by second, there is something happening to people. Does Dr. Sims, I'll say Dr. Sims not love you? No, I do love you. That's why I'm coming with it. Okay. Because it's love that causes those of us who have trumpets to blow it. And my thing, it's very uncomfortable to a lot of people because now you have to face it. I was reading in the Word of God, we didn't know our flesh was in sin until God gave us the commandments. Hear me well. You didn't know, you thought what you was doing was all right, okay? But when your flesh became aware of the law from glory, I shouted on this one, from the law of glory, from glory, then you realize, oh my gosh, I'm in a wrong stance here. I got to get this thing together. I'm so glad because now they want to, and I'll disclose this, now they want to take down the monumental effects of the Ten Commandments. They're talking about tearing that down. But if y'all know the scriptures, we can have monuments all over, but when God writes the command, the law in the tables of your heart, they can't take that away. And so you have to know what you're dealing with. And we've got to go deeper in this thing than the 23rd Psalms. 23rd Psalms is wonderful. We got to deal with the nitty gritty of today, period. And we got to hit it head on because this world is in a hellish mess. And if we don't disclose it, put it on the table so people can walk and look at their pain and know that there is a deliverer who can bring you through. Yeah, you might make sound like Dr. Sims and Miss Cece is angry and bitter. I'm not bitter. Because if I was bitter, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'll be taking an AK-47. Let me be real with this here. And visiting some people. But it's the love of God that constrains me and allows me to face even my enemies and give them a good word, okay? Because God loves my enemies as well as he loves me. And so, but somebody has got to show them the pain that they've caused on others. Okay. Because we have been, put to sleep or made to feel like you cannot disclose your pain. But my prayer is that God just starts waking up people and people just start telling it. And I don't care if it gets on your nerves, nerves. We've got to, what's the word of God say? We're helpers of one another, right? I taught a lesson on deceit. I taught a lesson one time on mask. There's too many people who are hiding behind masks, who has a particular spirit of joy. I heard a message that said, talked about saltless saints. You know, the salt that's lost its savor. Y'all know the word. And it's good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. But I want to bring the salt back. You want to hear me well, okay? All is not lost, but you got to wake up and smell the coffee. You got to wake up and look at reality as it is. because Satan does not like us. He doesn't fight fair. He don't care about nothing. He would rather shut your faith down on God and continue to allow you to waddle in your pain. So I'm making this declaration on today. If you don't fit that shoe, don't take it personal. But if you know somebody who does, then take your God-loving self and help them through it. Stop walking past people who are in pain. What say ye, panel? Just that statement. First off, introduce yourself. Tell them where you can find your ministry, and then give me some feedback on that declaration. And then I'm going to give y'all some scriptures, because you know what? We scripture bound, because everything that this girl right here, I can't speak for everybody else, is doing is I'm held accountable to the word of God, and it is scriptural facts. Amen. And so guess what? Is this easy for me? Heck no. Do y'all know how much I cry after I get off here? You don't know that. You don't know it, because it's a painful situation. I get no pleasure, but the Lord told me to rebuke and reprove. And he doesn't care what area you're standing in. We got people out in the world and in the churches. And now the churches have intermingled with the world. It is what it is. If we would open our eyes and see exactly what is going on and stop walking past it and thinking it's going to heal thyself. The word brings healing. Amen. I mean, I could say my own amen in my own amen corner, but I'm troubled in my spirit. And I just began to pray. And I know how to get in the face of the Lord, and as all my whole panel does. And I know this. And sometimes people and Bishop, you said you had not been in that area in your life, even some things that I disclose on my personal life. But I told him one Sunday on Boomerang, I had to walk towards my pain, because my pain voice was speaking loud to a girl on a daily. And your pain has a voice. Sin has a voice. Y'all know that? Sin talk. Okay. If it didn't, you wouldn't keep doing what you're doing, because sin leads you to do the things that are out of the will of God. And it has superseded and won that day. May not be every day, but it won that day. But we've gotten out in repentance. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. That's what I thank God for. And so I told, and I'm going to make this disclaimer on the radio. I went over some notes from years ago, and I ran across something from years ago that I was coming out of prayer. The Lord told me, he said, you went in the wilderness silent, but I brought you out with a trumpet. Okay. So when I came out with a trumpet, guess what? I must blow it. And that means blowing the roof off of houses, blowing the roof off. Okay. Because we have got some healing to do. We cannot go in an undone condition, because it has stifled many of our walks with God. I would say ye, Apostle Moody, I'm going to call them by their titles today. And then Bishop, I want you to come on behind. God bless you, Apostle Moody.
Praise the Lord. When healing, when you're in the doctor's office or in the hospital, it has to start with a sterile environment.
Yeah.
So that contamination won't cause a situation to go from bad to worse. And we have to make sure that we are in the right place at the right time with the right motive to deal with certain situations ever so delicately, because it was a harsh situation, but we have to deal with things ever so delicately. And as in the body of Christ, we have to be so wise how to deal with a situation such as this, that healing will come about.
Amen. Amen. Totally agree with. Tell them where they can find you, dear heart.
All right. I'm Chief Apostle Victoria Moody with Prophetic Deliverance Empowerment Ministries. Amen. And we have several ministries that we oversee. And you can see me minister at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I believe that's 4 o'clock Pacific. On my Facebook page, my Facebook Live, Victoria Moody with Prophetic Deliverance Empowerment, where we allow God to speak what he has to say to the people, minister deliverance, healing, and salvation. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. All right. So y'all know where you can find her. I know she's on Sundays. Sometime I slip over there and get blessed. Okay. So if you want to hear a powerful word from God, go on over there because she'll tell you some things. And it's an inside thing that God gives her revelation. All she has to do is call your name. She don't know you from John. Okay. And that's how she walks in the prophetic, which is great. But don't just go over there and get a prophetic and not change nothing. Okay. I thought I put that on there. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know me. Y'all know me. Okay. It is what it is. All right. I love y'all. Y'all know I love you now, but I'm going to come with the real. All right. All right. Go ahead, Bishop.
Pastor David Richardson from Bethany Apostolic Community Church in San Pedro, California.
Yes.
The word is powerful. The scripture said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Yes. If you ain't never done nothing, you can't tell nobody nothing.
Boom.
I don't want to go to a church where everybody's been saved for 40 years and they ain't never done nothing. What can you tell me? If you read the scriptures, Jesus hung out with the sinners.
Come on.
He hung out with the backsliders. Mm-hmm. He hung out. Mm-hmm. He said the whole need not a physician.
That's right.
He came to help sick folk.
And
our church is full of sick people. Mm-hmm. And they have to have a place where they can feel comfortable knowing that God loves them.
Yes.
And I'm not there to judge them. The word judges them. I don't judge them. You can't put that on you judging me. No, the scripture said it's there to cleanse you. So it's going to tell you that which you are doing, which is not appropriate. You can't blame that on the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
If it's word based, you have to take it because God wanted something for you to know. And if you really want to be saved, you'll take your chastening. But the scripture said, don't get mad at me. The scripture said, if you can't take chastening, you're a bastard.
That's what the word said.
I didn't say it. Don't get mad at me. I didn't say it.
And it said it just like
father, that. You are a fatherless child if you cannot take correction. That's the
amen. Most- That's the scripture.
That's the scripture. That's real. I was listening and go ahead and tell them. I'm sorry. I'm excited. Tell them you gave them some good word. That final one to just disclose if you don't want to get chastened because God said I chastened though I love. I want him to keep on chastening this girl because when he stops, I'm gonna get scared. Okay, it is what it is.
Absolutely.
So Bishop, tell them where they can find you. And listen, you can call this man of God up too. He just as real can be, okay? Been through the trenches and know what's up, all right? Go ahead, Bishop, and tell them where they can
I've been in church so long that my birth certificate has the church's address on it. Cause that's
stop it.
So I've seen the church evolve, and I've seen the church change. Mm-hmm. There was a time when people respected the house of God. They respected the man of God. They respected the mothers of the church. When you walk down the street and people were smoking, they would put the cigarette behind them.
That's right. Come on.
When I was growing up, there was things you didn't do. And you didn't do it because you couldn't do it. You didn't do it because you had respect for, first of all, the house of God, and you had respect for the man of God. Now there is no respect. There's no respect for God. For a person to certain things in our society, which is homosexuality and all the rest of those kinds of stuff, that's against God. Against God, and we who are children of God, it is our job to speak against it.
Mm-hmm.
I have gay friends, so I'm not homophobic.
Right,
gotcha. I go out with gay people. I'm not homophobic, but they have to know and they do. My friends, the people that I know, my friends, mm-hmm. they know me and they respect my position. So they don't come at me cross-eyed. but they know that there's a feeling when I come around, just like the feeling when Jesus came around.
Right.
He affected folk. He brought folks high down.
mm-hmm. Yes.
That part. Yeah. Come on.
Yes.
They didn't like that.
No, they didn't.
But anytime we as God's children come around folks, we ought to exude positive change in the lives of people.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
And you will. And that's why people are not going to like you. That's why people are going to ostracize you, because of the positive change they see in you, because we're living in a negative world. Mm-hmm. And, you don't want to watch news anymore because it's all negative. There's right. nothing positive about it. And guess what? People don't want to hear the positive. Can you imagine somebody get on the news and say, 500 people got saved, baptized in Jesus' name.
Come on. Sing, return to the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Nobody gonna listen to that. We done fed 500 people and people have turned their lives over to God. How many? How long would that station stay open?
You say so. Say so.
Real long. So my thing is, those that feel that God doesn't have a remnant, he's going to have somebody that's going to serve him. And we have to open our mouths and to testify and give people the hope that they don't have.
That part.
Even in your condition, God is able to bring you something.
Come on, able come on.
Today.
Bishop, tell them where they can find you, sir.
Bethany Apostolic Church, 1915 Pacific Avenue in the city of San Pedro. Been there for 16 years. The Lord is blessing the devil's messing, but that's his job. And we got to do our job to combat that. I hate him and his children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor David, you said something that really resonated in my spirit. You said how people don't respect the church anymore. But what happened was when the church stopped respecting themselves by doing everything and everything, that's when the respect left from the people, when the church stopped respecting itself.
Say on. Come on, that's it. Right there. That's it.
That's why God had an issue with Israel mixing.
That
he
part.
Said, come out from among you and be separate. What does that mean? That means be different from what you were.
You gotta be peculiar. You gotta be strange.
We've gotten comfortable. We have gotten comfortable in the ways of the world. And God is not having it. He's not having it. He said a double-minded man is unstable. He said,
in all of his ways, the word of God
said, come out from among them.
That's what he said.
And do my prophet. He said, he told. So there's no gray area in that.
Come on.
And unfortunately, we have failed.
Bishop and Apostle, y'all saying some good stuff, and I was writing stuff down. Also, you said something about I'm going to jump on what you said about going into a facility, especially if it's medical, of it being sterilized and cleansed. And so it has to be sterile, and they can't let everything for fear that maybe you get an infection or what have you. But my key was, I said, first it has to be cleansed. There's a requirement on how to clean it. You cannot just clean it with any old substance. There's certain chemicals that are used, okay, just like the word of God, when it goes into our facilities in our home, the word of God depicts what it is. And sometimes it's hardcore. Sometimes, like I said, a heart defibrillator, and it will shake your very foundation loose. I heard something, I was reading something, and she said, as a little girl, now I have to bring this out because this is my wheelhouse, y'all. when we say, when you say something about respecting the house of God, because the house of prayer has lost respect. And let's put real, I believe this is what I heard, respect really for God. Okay. And how he wants to run stuff. All right. And so therefore the people have lost respect. The world, if you listen to the dialogue of what the world is saying about Christendom, it is despicable. It, because they've been hurt. And this is what they declare. I've been hurt. Okay. By some of the going ons, and they walk past it and they make it okay. When God said not so. Bishop Richardson, you said something about, not folks been in there 40, 50 years, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. And if you've never been through anything, right? I was reading in Second Timothy about what Paul told, Timothy about don't fear their faces, refrain from babbling, communication, and don't get afraid of them because they have been there for years. Okay. And some of us, and I'll just put it like that. I'll include myself so you won't think I'm picking on nobody. Some of us had got stuck in a way that we was out of the way when it comes to the word of God. And we were not walking towards, we were walking towards the level of our understanding and the way we were taught. These things that are going on now among the body of believers is sinful. It's in the world. It is despicable. Despicable. Okay. The mental health issues is everywhere. There is an issue, folks. Okay. The Bible said, whatever is done in the dark, whatever is done in the back rooms, I can go throughout the city and declare it. Like you said, I believe it was you, David, when you said there's a remnant that God has. Many are called, but few are chosen. And there's some of us that are chosen will have to give it to you raw. We can no longer give you word that are itching ears, that causes people to feel like they're okay in the status that they're at. We've been made down through the years to hush and say nothing about sin. Hush, even though it feels uncomfortable, hush, don't even talk about it. And we carry that same atmosphere from church to home, from home to work. And we desire to have freedom. We desire to have some peace, even though Satan is going to buffer us. I'm so keen on that until Jesus comes, because he doesn't like you. But some things are just uncalled for. Some things are uncalled for because they're not being addressed.
And that is, when you talk about that, what's hurting us so bad is, mm-hmm. Pastors, is that some pastors are doing the things you're saying. So how can you preach? How can you teach? How can you teach against something that you're doing?
That's the problem.
And guess what? People know.
Yes.
Jesus said in the book of Revelations, I know thy works.
Come on.
And God gives us this thing called discernment, and we can see the works too.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yes.
I know you see it, Apostle. I know. They don't have to say nothing.
Come on.
You look at them, you say, I got to put the check behind their name.
Come on now.
And so how can you be an effective man or woman of God with that stain on your forehead?
Oh, by my mind.
They're not going to hear you.
But Pastor Bishop, I believe that in this disposition, I could be wrong, and you can help me with this. I believe that God is causing a spiritual awakening among his children, the sheep, so that they can see clearly where they had been blinded before. Absolutely. Way back in Ezekiel, he talks about hypocrisy, and God dealt with them charlatans. Absolutely. Who stand up and say they are representative of glory. And absolutely, harsh judgment absolutely. Was put on them. And so if it's done way back in the Old Testament, the word of God said it is getting waxing worse and worse.
Absolutely.
So how dare any of us or any of the ones who are really keen in on this time, how dare us sit there and be silent when you got the word birthed in your mouth that you can help somebody heal? Does that make sense?
Well,
go ahead.
You stress the point of, I think people are now understanding this thing called legalism.
Ooh.
Talk about it.
And it's not what I say that goes. It's what the word of God said that goes. Toe out shoes. Remember, I told you I was back there today.
I was back there with you.
Me too. Me too. They told me I was going to hell. They told me I was going to hell for red candles. And I told them, well, Jesus warm, and I don't think I'm going to hell for doing what Jesus did.
And you know the children of Israel came out of Egypt, and you didn't let them soles of them shoes go flat either, okay? And they was wearing sandals with dirty feet, okay? Don't you? Okay? And then dresses like this, I'm just a whore. Let's be
don't
real.
You, okay? Don't you dare walk in no church with no
I
red dress on.
Not. In fact, I had my grandma, Grandma, were you in a gang? I said, wait a minute, because I got red in the red. Red reminds me of the blood of Jesus. I don't know what it reminds you of. Okay, but I could go to the neighborhood. But listen, this is good. This is good. And I'm listening to everybody, and this is good what you're saying. And I just had something happen on June of the 29th where a pastor, and I watched him preach, and he was preaching. And 2 days afterwards, he and his wife was in a hotel. Now, she'd been suffering domestic violence. Now, see, this is the stuff that's gone uncovered. And you're saying, Dr. Sills, here you go again. Okay, it's in the church. I can't help it. It's happening, and it's still going on. Okay, get with it. Get real. Listen to it so we can help somebody. Okay, you can't keep walking past this stuff when we are supposed to be different. And folks, I'm passionate about this. So don't get me twisted, because I'm easily misunderstood, but I'm passionate about this. And that passion's been put in my heart by God. And I thank God for it. Okay. I don't have to keep making excuses for it. I will not make excuses for it, because I've been years of watching and looking and listening and learning and collecting data from victims and from mothers who've been sitting in the church weary and worn. I'm telling you where God had a girl. Okay. And so I had to be silent all those years, Bishop and Apostle, all those years. The time is now. Because like I said, the church has waxed worse. Let's be real. We know the world has gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But in the houses of prayer where there's supposed to be refuge, where there's supposed to be healing, where there's not supposed to be division and, people painting different pictures about everybody else and not facing their own, discrepancies and things like that. What I'm alluding to, you can look it up. I won't say his name, but it's on there. The 29th of this year, June, he had just finished a revival, not knowing that his wife had been abused all that time. But see, we know how to fake the funk, y'all. Come on here. We've been doing it for years, smiling and getting our behinds beat before we get there. And when we get back home, can't sleep at night. And so, but to project like I'm just loving me some Jesus. Now, he may love him in his own way. I'm not going to take that from him. But he got an issue, okay? And women are doing it to men, too. They have an issue. And these are the people who are standing before the sheep, going from city to city, okay? Hear me well. Not all folks. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not going to keep making that declaration through this whole session. If it doesn't fit you, then it's not you. But I'm talking to the ones that it does fit. Okay, going from city to city, holding revivals in an undone condition. Okay, beating his wife terribly. She's dressed up to the hilt with her hat and her suit on. And we learn to smile. That is a deceptive smile. Okay, because it's not genuine. You're not genuinely happy. But we've learned down through the years to just accept what is going on. And some of the old mothers of the church used to say, baby, it's going to be all right. You just accept it. He is a man. No. Miss me with that. That's wrong guidance. That's wrong guidance. Wrong. Let me finish this, Pastor Bishop. And what happened was, after a 2-day revival, they went to the hotel. He pulled out a gun and shot her twice. Just had a revival. Shot her twice. She's in the hospital recuperating. I think he turned the gun on himself. But he's getting ready to go to jail because she had a paperwork on him, but the church did not help this woman. My thing is this, we preach and it's okay to preach and we're supposed to preach the word of God, but we also supposed to be mentors. We also supposed to be therapists. We also supposed to sit down and talk to people and see if we can help them. That's my dilemma. That's why I get very angry, because this stuff is a continuum. I don't care how we don't want to hear it or whatever. It is continuing and it's getting worse and worse. It's involving our children, our adolescents, our young boys, our men. It's out of hand. And I was sitting there and Apostle Moody, I was sitting there just crying my eyes out. Okay. And the Lord said, that's why, as I was sitting there, and I'm like, Lord, I just want to just shake somebody because I get angry. It is what it is. I have to ask the Lord to help a girl. And I said, you put this thing in me from even a child. Okay. I couldn't understand why people do what they do. Okay. To hurt somebody else 1 minute and then say they love God and shouting and falling out on the floor the next. That's what was baffling me. And the Lord shared with me, he said, my word stresses, I will separate the wheat and the tare. He said, because if we were to go in there and start separating, we will make a mistake in most cases, because he knows who's genuine and he knows who's not. But that does not take away from us teaching. It does not take away from us exposing so that they can help. Anything that's not exposed will feel that they're all right. Like I said in earlier, that the commandments of God that he gave to Moses exposed to our flesh that we were in sin. And it became uncomfortable to our flesh when we found out what God wanted from us. Now it's written on the tables of our heart. Okay. That I might not sin against thee, but it's still a choice I got to make, but at least I can't walk around here and say, I don't know. That's why God said, you must tell this thing. You must expose it. Bishop Richardson.
The Bible says that gifts and callings come without repentance. And just because you have a gift, that don't mean you saved.
Nah.
Saul was king of Israel, but he got fired. But God continued to allow him to be king. But he was fired.
Now, is that's the one who consulted a medium? Is that correct?
Yeah, that absolutely. He got rid of him in the beginning, but went back to get it at the end. So understanding that God has that gifts and callings come without repentance. You as a child of God has to do what the scripture says. Know them that labor among you. If you know he's a crook, why are you still there? If you know he's a white beater, why are you still there? If you know he's a drunk,
why are you still allowed? But why are you still? Here's the deal. I think, and Victoria, help me out with this. I think that, yeah, why are you still there? And why are you still able to function in that capacity to stand before the children of God and acting like, and I'm just putting it out there, like you are a sovereign shepherd looking out for the children of God. And you are one of the worst predators that are lurking around. And see, the scripture come to my mind, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And it's the violent, those of us who know the word of God. I feel that what people are trying to take away is the authentic rule that God shared with us, those who know what God requires, that we can't say nothing or even approach them. Don't rebuke them, but when the scripture tells us to rebuke and reprove, but yes, we do it in love. Of course, I understand that, but some of them you need to shake. I'm not making fun. Okay. yourselves. You just need to wake up. Do you know how much God loves you and don't want you to be in this way? Okay.
I think God is saying stuff.
Wait. Victoria, and then you, Bishop. Go ahead, Victoria.
I'm so sorry.
I think it's an image. They are protecting the image and not the relationship.
Boom. Love it.
They're so big on the image. They're going to look the part. They're going to sound the part. In front of everybody, they're going to walk the part. They're going to protect the image. But they're investing in the image and not investing in the relationship. Because true relationship with God, when you're doing something, because sin is intentional.
That part. Absolutely.
Making mistakes, a mistake and an intentional thing, that's the, when you trip and fall, that's a mistake. But when you lay down, that's intentional. He's intentional about his image, but he's not intentional about his relationship or the relationship and the image would meet up. The problem is we're unbalanced.
Absolutely.
I like what you said, and then David, I like intentional sin. And when you said intentional, I heard premeditated. Okay.
Absolutely.
Premeditated, absolutely. Planned out, strategically, designed. You have a blueprint that you're going to conduct. You're going to make sure you're successful at it, regardless of who it hurts. Our body believers of who it hurts. Some of them, I believe in this dispensation, don't even care the outcome of what people think of them because they're carried away in their flesh. And right now it's a flesh thing that has to be pleased because guess what? It hasn't died. You see, it's not under control by the power of God. They're telling us, some of us, that, and of course we know that God is able to help us, but they're telling the world that God has no power to keep me from abstaining to the lust of my flesh. It didn't just happen overnight. That flavor in your mouth, that flavor was there when you walked into church. Okay, a bishop.
It's I think we ignore red flags.
Period.
God shows us things and we choose to ignore them. When your husband does things that is in your mind not normal. Question, if you don't question him, you question in your mind, right, what's going on here? When it comes down to church, and things aren't going scripturally as they should, there should be a question asked. And it's not to embarrass the pastor, not to embarrass the minister, but you need clarity.
Right.
And if you're not clear as to what he meant when he said what he said, then the Bible said he deserves a reasonable answer.
Come on.
This is not a dictatorship. Unfortunately. But absolute power corrupts absolutely. if you can tell people to jump and they say how high, eventually that will cause you to feel that they're not worshiping God, but they're worshiping you.
Well, Bishop, can I ask you this question? I'm going to put it to the panel. I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that the Lord has always been to deal with each individual, whether you're alone or you're downtime or even when you're in services, for what you gravitate to. I believe that. And of course you make the conscious decision to gravitate to whatever, if it sounds good or whatever. You make that conscious decision to adhere to it, correct?
Absolutely.
So my thing is, I really believe that the Lord is dealing with each individual as an individual child, like mommy and daddy calls a child in there, talk to them by themselves.
Absolutely.
And give them some, because each child, we have different characteristics in us. God has to deal with us according to our characteristics, our level of understanding and acceptance. and some of us are hard-headed, you know what I'm saying, that he has to really get with and let us know that, no, this is not going to be tolerated. Now, you keep doing what you're doing, but you're going to reap the repercussions of your behavior. And so these who are doing what they're doing, and listen, they can't tell me that they don't know it's wrong. They cannot. Because God gave us that spirit of wrong and right in us. Mm-hmm. And like I believe Pastor Moody said, the conscious decision to make that choice to do the deeds that you've done, to allow Satan to feed that foolishness and make you think you're going to get by with it. Okay? But I have to tell people, there is a great uncovering. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If the world is starting to share, those who are left the church houses, you understand? If they are starting to open up and share, and it's years ago prior to their, you know, adult life, they are now starting to disclose. And what saddens me is I know there's dysfunctions in families. Okay. I know that. And God's Holy Ghost is what I call the disinfect. Hello. But the church is what do you call that? Constipated. Okay. Can I use that? They've been constipated for a long time because there's not a free, this is how God talked to me, I can't help it, okay?
I ain't mad at you.
There's not a free flow of truth coming through there where people can get delivered. It's got plugged up somewhere.
Well, you have to understand that we're dealing with an age that's easily offended. When we were in church, when the mothers told us something, that was it.
Listen.
Mother said this, and you remember Mother Taylor?
Huh? I remember it all. Don't ask me again. I remember.
She had all 12 of us young kids on the front row.
Listen, I appreciate them to the max. Now, I will tell you, after me becoming an adult, some of their guidance was from their house. Okay, I'm just saying, all right. It wasn't from the scriptures, okay? It was something within them. And a lot of times, we have to break sometimes traditions of men, because a lot of times, what our fathers and forefathers have fed us, it was according to their level of understanding.
Absolutely.
They did not have the schools back in that day. They did not have, and they were going on what they were taught, go back in eons of time. Most of them couldn't read, okay? Most of them were in a mental status where they didn't know that they could be freer than the life that they were experiencing. Most of them thought that, well, my daddy did it to his wife, so I could do it to mine. My dad did it to his sons and daughters, I could do it to mine. It's learned behavior. The reason why I say that, my deceased husband, I was sharing with somebody, I've got a journal with his, and he disclosed some things to me. And it's because of what he saw, he took on that. And see, this is what I'm saying. It's a generational thing, but that curse has to be broken somewhere. And how it's broken is through exposure. How it's broken is through teaching. How it's broken is through God. After we have to carry enough. Okay. Having church is wonderful. Getting it, because I love the music. I love to shout. I love to praise God. But at the end of the day, with things that I have on the inside that hadn't been dealt with, I still take that home unresolved. I believe that and I'm going to make the suggestion in case some pastors are listening. I'm sure you are. Some of y'all complaining. Thank you, Jesus. I'll just say it and be real with it. Because once exposure comes, it hurts and it doesn't feel good. And it's very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. But God is, we have to get into the uncomfortable status so that we can think right, have the mind of Christ and do what he tells us to do. The Lord has the blueprint already laid out. Many of us have changed it. That's why I say the church is constipated, because our diets have changed. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Our spiritual diets have changed, okay? We're grasping it and eating. We're going into some rooms, Apostle Moody, that has not been disinfected, okay? We're going in some places that has not been sanctioned by God to go there. You can't sit under everybody's table. Some folks is eating meals that's not even cohesive together as being a good meal. some folks, and I talk in parables, y'all, hang with a girl. Some people is eating sugar-coated stuff, okay? Full of sugar, but no vitamin substances to keep you. That's, I'll parallel that with the word. You go for a good shout. I told somebody, I think it was you, David, I said, the church of what's happening now, everything going on, okay? But nobody's coming out of there with issues resolved. And I really believe that, because I really believe back in the day, I really do, that they had people who would give counseling, one-on-one counseling, people who would sit down, but people you can trust, because now some folks is the newspaper. If you tell them your stuff, they preaching it over the poop, and then you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They don't put you in hell, okay? And then shared all your little business. And so, but I really believe, and this is my thinking, that God is bringing a people together who is going to have passion enough to care about the intricate secrets of his children as calls them prohibit growth. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to get this together now. Folks, listen to me, and then I want somebody to go ahead and just, oh, we almost out of time. Oh my goodness gracious. Wow. Okay. This just really, you know what? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I'm not going to spiritually be violated by thinking spiritually different. Okay. Here we go. But I just think that we need to get it together because the sin is still running rampant. Rape is still happening. Incest is still going, whether you like it or not, is still going on. 2023. Abuse, emotionally and physical abuse, is still going on. Parents pimping out their children is still going on. The whole time while the children are sitting in the front row or singing in the choir. Still going on. Everybody is not lying, folks. That's what's wrong. Because it looks so far-fetched, sounds so far-fetched that this really could be going on. When if you would look in your own, you have covered up your stuff so long, you disassociated with it. I think I was telling you, David, I said, I asked God to let me see everything. Because I don't want to be out ministering somewhere and it hit me in the face and I have a mental lapse. You understand?
Absolutely.
But I needed to face it, okay? Because it talks to me at night. It used to. I just say used to. Holding a conversation, okay, with pain. But I need, and I can use me personally, y'all, okay? I don't know about that story. I had to do it with me as well as, but see, when God rescued me, I have to go and rescue somebody else. I can't keep this to myself. I got to go and tell them I'm a success story. I have now some testaments where people have been abused and raped by 16 men in their family, one 13 man, and she changed her life. And she said she had to seek God for herself. Now she's a doctor. She's helping somebody else. But that's why I said the church is constipated because it want to keep you down. That's Satan's job. That's what he does. But David, I knew you wanted to say something. Oh, my goodness. Victoria, you can come in after.
Yeah, unfortunately, we preach to the senses. We don't speak to the spirit.
Oh, I like that. Senses. I like that.
You speak to
that's
the,
about as bad as the world, Dave, taking senses to see what your characteristics is.
We preach that folk will dance. We preach for folk will get emotional. But after the emotion is down, I'm still the drunk.
Bad part.
I'm still a wife beater.
Bad part.
I'm still because I was entertained. My spirit wasn't fed. My flesh was entertained.
Yeah.
And that's why people go from church to church to church to church because whatever church entertains me at that time, that's the church I'm going to. It's not feeding the spirit of man. The spirit of man is starving. Mm-hmm. And guess what? He's eating out of garbage cans.
Jesus.
Committing spiritual fornication. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, say on, yeah. Sir. Victoria, go ahead. Yeah. I mean, Pastor Apostle.
And along with that, we are church junkies for the feeling.
Wow.
We're more intentional about our feelings than our relationship. It goes back to relationship.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We can go somewhere and hear the keyboard and have a shouting contest, and I forget about what's going on in my life.
Right.
And then leave, not change. Because I said I had church. I felt something. I felt God. I believe they really have felt God, but the thing about it is we don't need them on us. We need a sin. We need them in us.
Yeah, that's key right there. Right there.
It didn't penetrate. It fell on us.
Come on.
But we have to seek to have him in us. Because when it gets in us, then we will change. That goes from the pulpit to the door.
Absolutely.
When I was growing up, I was in some of those harsh churches, you know, couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, the description of what I look like now is Jezebel to them back then.
I know.
But I found out that the ones that was crying hellfire and brimstone were the very heretics that cried out about the sin that they was overtaken in.
Come on. Come on.
And when the lights got turned on, guess what? They was in the bed. But what they said, they hated. And what they said, stop doing it. But they was never able to do it themselves. And they was passionate about it. They was passionate, but they wasn't healed. They was passionate about it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. But they didn't themselves know how to stop. That's why we need God on the inside.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
It's nice. You know, it's just like that person who walks around with a Louis Vuitton bag and they don't have $5 in the bank. It's just a whole bunch of show.
You know what? Y'all just really getting with this right through here because this is good. And I want Media Land to hear us clearly. I'm going to bring out some more things and I'm going to run this by my panel as well. But I am going to, because sometimes you have to hear the dynamic of a problem to wake up and really feel and know that there is a problem. I am going to have testaments on here of people who have survived. Okay. And many of you will say, well, they shouldn't tell everything. I'm telling on the devil. I am. Okay. And I'm instructing them to do so as well. And what happens is sin should make you feel uncomfortable. Okay. To me, a person's testimony, should give those who are still lost and suffering courage to know that if God did it for him and her, I know she can do it for me.
Absolutely.
And encourage you to seek help. But people, you cannot talk to everybody. You can't. I make this declaration and stand on it. Because they will ostracize you. They will, and I've heard this. I've heard this since we started this platform. Listen, y'all don't know the people that come and ask Dr. Sims to discuss certain things because now they know they have a freedom because somebody else is exposing it. Does that make sense? Where they make them feel like they had no right to talk about it. Well, I told somebody, I said, as long as I'm breathing and God gives me life, this is the journey he has a girl on. When I said I went into my journeys, silence and came out with a trumpet. I wrote that about 6 years ago. When I saw that, I just sat there and cried, Apostle Moody, because I was coming out of prayer. And this is what the Lord was sharing with me. He said, blow your horn. But here's what I need to tell you all as we close. And I thank my panel. This was really good dialogue. But we coming with it because I've got some folks coming in with, you know, yeah, I ain't going to disclose everything. I'm doing some things in silence and you're going to be surprised. But who's been in the trenches? People who've turned away from the church and won't come no more because of. And I, with my little old self, and many of us, my panel, we have to talk them back to health through love, spiritual health, because of what some charlatans done, who they thought that they can trust to look over their souls. And God is going to hold you accountable. You know that there was a man that preached from hell, was that to Abraham, told Abraham, go tell my brothers. Okay? When hell opens up its mouth, and you all who do not change and do what God and been responsible for people spiritually dying, you can't preach then. You can't preach then. But he told them, just dip your finger in the water and give me a little drink or something. That's not going to happen either. And the word of God said he's going to hold it more at your charge. Because many of you been to school, you done studied. You cannot say you don't know the word. Listen, Jesus was checking people out when he was walking this earth, the Pharisees and Sadducees, with their hypocritical self. All of that law they knew. All that word they knew. But making people bow down to them as if they were God. Okay, I can go there, but that's another lesson. And this is the dispensation. It's worse, like the Lord said, wax worse and worse. And if David or Victoria get up and start declaring in the pulpit, I'm just saying, I'm just making a hypothetical situation. If they start saying, and there's one bishop I do know and said, God's going to get you because you walking in this position to get paid, to get a Cadillac, to get a jet, to get a house. My son said something to me, had me dying laughing, but it's real. He said, Mama, how come the storekeeper is fat cat? And the church is anorexic. The church is anorexic. And there's nothing in the storehouse to benefit. When I say storehouse, I mean spiritually, food, necessities, none of that. And then you have to go through red tape to get a $50 light bill paid. You done paid your, okay, let me, I'm on a rampage. Okay, let me stop. Let me stop because I could go here. It's not right. And you not right, ma'am and sir, if you're doing this. I have a right to declare it. The word of God put that in our spirit to reprove and rebuke it. I'm coming to you in love. You don't want me to come like Seely. You don't want me to come like Seely. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I do. I thank it. You all, it's been a blast today. I know we were serious, but we trying to give the church some laxatives, some enema, spiritual enemas. Amen, y'all. I'm real with this. And I think y'all can understand that better than me talking so philosophical, because I can. But I'd rather come down to the neighborhood where you're sitting. I'd rather be there and sit right next to you, tell you, baby, look, let me tell you something. Okay? And it's a serious thing, a serious matter. So, all right, let me quit. But anyway, I enjoyed all of you. You all, you know where to find Apostle Moody. You know where to find Bishop David Richardson. These are my friends. And you know where to find me. And I heard somebody speak who she thinks she is. I'm God's child anointed. I'm going to tell you what it is. Go talk to him and ask him. Okay? And the other ones, too. I don't have to put out no prerequisite, but I am papered up. Trust the girl. Okay? I may not sound like it from time to time, but I am. But that's not my platform to broadcast who I think I am. I'm still nothing. Called by God and saved by grace, as we all are. But I'm going to tell you the real. I'm not sugarcoating nothing. Now go tell that. Go tell somebody else. Go tell that. I'm not sugarcoating. I'm going to tell it to you as it's brought to me, and I'm going to give it to you. Because you know what? I'm not going to face God and tell him. He said, how come you didn't tell it? Because there was somebody listening that needed to know that there is some help on the way, that there's somebody that's caring enough to expose it. I'm not going to stand before God and say, well, no, not me. All right? God bless you. I'm good. But I'm angry at what the devil has done to many of God's children. And it takes love for us to come to you and talk real here. We're a real network. We talk about the good, bad, and the ugly. And the journey that this girl is on is talking about the real ugly. And it's going to be blessed with the good. Amen. All right. Y'all got something? William, are you out the closet?
I can come out now.
You know what? I can't. I cannot with William.
William, don't tell me you've been trapped in the closet.
Yeah, all hour. She locks me in all hour, Pastor David.
William,
yeah.
I told you to stop telling people I lock you in the closet. Y'all don't think that.
How come my screen is black?
That's because you got controls there. I'm not in there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Why am I even talking to you about this?
Victoria, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for that. Oh, Pastor David, look.
See, we just got caught by that hot priest. Guess what? Even when the hot priest will find you, you'll just hear out.
It don't take but one time. Hey, Pastor David, it don't take but one time, Pastor David. Don't take but once.
We fry fish every Thursday. I just heard Dr. Sims talking about these folks getting their Cadillacs. Well, I want my Cadillac.
I just want to get out. I come on.
Don't be scared. We
didn't lock the door.
You know what? Let me tell you something. God didn't lock the door, okay? And he didn't need to go in there. Let me put it to you like this.
No.
You can always turn the knob and walk out yourself if you want to face reality.
Yeah, but if the door has a bolt lock on it, right? Okay. Anyway.
You need to be locked up because you're just out of order. You need a group.
See?
That's right. Good. He lying. He locked that door from the inside. The boat lock is on the inside, not the outside. God, priest, we find
Victoria. Victoria, you know you were one of my favorite people. Okay, all right, okay.
I love
you too, Pastor David. Okay.
You dug that hole, William.
Guess what? I'm getting out too. Look, I talked to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Always, it's fun. I mean, she's getting serious, right? But we do have a little laughter around here. What is life without laughter? All right. Oh, my. Anyway, I've got another show to do, y'all. Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm not holding you. You starting stuff. That's on you.
Then I did my job. Talk to y'all later. Bye.